Greetings and howdy, everyone. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge, and this is KRNR Judge's Report for the week of October 21st, 2024. Welcome to the weekly Mills County Judge's Report. This report brought to you by our local community radio station, KRNR, Goldthwaite, Texas, FM 92.7 on your radio dial and streaming via the internet. The report is aired at 11:45 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. each Thursday, and is available for listening anytime via the Goldthwaite Eagle website and the Mills County website. News regarding Mills County this week. Early voting started on Monday of this week. As you all know, this is a presidential election along with other state offices. Election day will be on November the 5th. There should be a large turnout for Mills County, so everyone please go out and vote. All the commissioners are busy, still working with FEMA representatives regarding the flooding that occurred in May. Physical inspections for all the affected roads, along with a great deal of paperwork, is required for Mills County to be able to acquire federal funds. Mills County had approximately $5 to $6 million worth of road damage from the May floods. Next week at Commissioner's Court, we will have a Mr. J.R. Salazar, who is the GM of the Central Texas Rural Transit District, come speak to us. As I've mentioned earlier, Mills, Sensaba, and Hamilton counties are looking at changing transportation districts. We have been with the Hill Country Transit District for many years. About 6 months ago, the urban cities of Temple, Clean, Harker Heights, Coppers Cove, along with Bell County, decided that they wanted to form their own urban district. Luckily, we have been picked up by the Central Texas Transit District, also known as CARS, which includes all the cities and counties from Brownwood to Ballinger, north to Abilene, and back to Stephenville. I am very excited about this new transit district because our citizens of Mills County will get more drivers, buses, and Central Texas Rural District will start transporting our citizens out of county for medical needs. The burn ban is still in effect for Mills County, so everyone please pray for rain. And folks, that's all for this week. This is Jett Johnson, your Mills County Judge. Tune in on Thursdays at 11:45 a.m. or 5:15 p.m. for the next edition of the Mills County Judge's Report. Everyone have a safe and happy week.